the gratitude, but can I have it on the wheat bun?
On what?
Gratitude, Hope, Opportunity. Those are the names of the sandwiches served on the Vibe 305 food truck. It's one of several food trucks parked outside the Student Center at the University of Miami. The truck is staffed by young men, 12 to 19 years old. They're part of the Empowered Youth USA program in Miami. Most of the program's participants are referred to the program by the Department of Juvenile Justice. They've committed crimes like shoplifting, burglary, and selling drugs. The goal is to work on character development and job skills in order to get them off the streets. Colleen Adams is the founder and executive director of Empowered Youth.
I was losing a lot of kids back to the street because they needed money.
She set out to help them find jobs.
I tried, calling up a fast food and saying, I have young boys and they're really great kids and they really, But anyway, that wasn't working.
So instead of finding the young men jobs, she decided to create jobs for them. Using funds from private donations and fundraisers, she opened the food truck last December. Now the truck employs 15 young men on a rotating basis. Most of them are paid minimum wage. Alex Velasquez is 18 and lives in Little Havana. He started selling drugs when he was 10 years old. He says when he was 14, he found Empowered Youth online while he was looking for a job.
I could be making money on the side, real legal money, and that I could be in charge of it. So I stuck with the program. I was proud that she actually trusted me to do it, and that helped me grow.
The young men complete a series of classes in entrepreneurship and cooking. After that, they get to work on the truck.
There are a lot of different things on the grill right now.
Yeah, bacon, mushroom, buns, turkey meat.
The benefit of this job in reality is that if you make several mistakes, you can get an opportunity to stay working. But in the real world, if you're making mistakes that's costing the company money, you won't be working.
Chef Ronnie Vincent from Joe Stone Crab helps out in the truck and also teaches cooking classes.
Because I came from the bottom. I've been in a situation that they've been in, and I understand what it's like to have somebody tell you that you'll never be something. And I feel that I worked very hard to get to where I'm at, and I feel that this would be a good positive. I could be a good influence to these kids.
Alex Velasquez graduated from the program in 2009. He still works with Empowered Youth as a manager and mentors the young men going through the program now.
So I get to talk to them about at a more personal level about what they struggle with and how can I help them. And so far, all of them have opened up to me. But by not telling them, by not sugarcoating anything, but by telling them what's right.
Jesus Mendoza is 16. He started the program in December after being court-ordered by the public defender's office. He'd been charged with strong-arm robbery.
They get real into the street stuff and they tell you what's good and what's not, and they try to keep you on the good track. That's important in life because you want to become someone, not just spend the rest of your life in prison.
Colleen Adams hopes to open a Vibe 305 cafe to employ more young men than the food truck can accommodate. She wants to open in Wynwood by October, but first she has to raise $50,000.
Mushroom, roasted peppers, feta cheese.
As for Velasquez, he graduated Miami Senior High and is starting Miami-Dade College in the fall. He's planning to study business and hospitality management. I'm Carla Javier in Miami.